Talk About on Radio Kerry with Mary Gallagher.
Good afternoon to you all. You're all very welcome to Talk About. Mary Gallagher here with you, sitting in for Deirdre Walsh all of this week, and I hope you're all keeping well. It's a pretty miserable day out there again, very wet and windy, and of course we are in the middle of a yellow weather warning. It's going to continue until 9 o'clock tonight, so do be careful out there. There is plenty of surface water right across the county. I experienced it myself this morning on the way in to Tralee, coming in around Ballyduff. Lots of it around my area, and I know it's been reported in many different parts of the county, so do take care if you are out and about. I know the Road Safety Authority is advising drivers not to take unnecessary journeys, so be careful if you are out and about. And I know the newsroom here will be bringing you any further updates on conditions around the county as the day progresses. Now, the Sanctuary Runners was created by Glenbey man Graham Clifford, and I know he has been on Radio Kerry in the past talking about it. And it sees local community members walking, jogging or running with people living in direct provision. But it's just launched a new campaign, Side by Side, hoping to build 50 new groups across the country. And it's focusing on towns where Ukrainian refugees have settled. And Graham joins me now on the line. Good afternoon to you, Graham. You're very welcome to Talk About.
Good afternoon, Mary. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Look, Sanctuary Runners, you're in Tralee, Killarney and Kenmare already. And as I mentioned at the start, you have been on chatting about it before, but you might just remind people about, I suppose, when it got started and how it all came about.
Yes, so it started, Mary, in January, February 2018. I was working as a feature writer and broadcaster. Used to work with Radio Kerry, of course. And a lot of my work would have brought me to places from where people were migrating from, I suppose. So I would have worked in sub-Saharan Africa and also would have travelled with migrants in 2015 across Central and Eastern Europe, reporting for, at the time, RTE Radio 1 and the Irish Independent. But at the time, I remember being quite frustrated that in Ireland, there were very few ways in which Irish people could get to know somebody living in direct provision or vice versa. And so you had this kind of chasm, this kind of vacuum, and in that vacuum, you know, all sorts of kind of mad opinions kind of developed. So I was thinking, well, how do you bring people together? And I was running one day up in Waterford. Now, I'm not a runner, Mary, by any stretch of the imagination, but I was doing my best impersonation of a runner. And anyway, I kind of thought, I looked around and I thought running would be a handy way actually of bringing people together, because it's quite egalitarian really, and doing stuff shoulder to shoulder can be much more impactful sometimes than face to face, especially for men actually. So that's where it started. We had our first big run in Cork at the Cork City Marathon in 2018, and it spread from there. Now we have almost 10,000 people across Ireland and beyond who would run as a sanctuary runner in 30 different locations up to this point in Ireland.
Wow, that's amazing. And the side-by-side programme, you now want to focus on the thousands of Ukrainian refugees who have sought refuge here in Ireland.
Well, yes, and it's even wider than that, I suppose. If you look at any Irish town or any town in Kerry at the moment, you know, it's much more diverse than it was when I was growing up in Kerry. And that's just the reality. And I suppose, you know, recently, because I think, you know, over 4,000 Ukrainian people would have ended up moving to Kerry over the last year. So you've got, in addition to what was happening before. And I suppose what's really important in our towns and communities is that sense of social cohesion and of people coming together to support each other. So yes, it's Ukrainian people, but it's also people in direct provision, and it's also people who would have moved to the county from another country, maybe through marriage, maybe for work, and often they can feel quite isolated. And so we find that running together or walking together or jogging together is a really easy way for people to come together in a relaxed, positive setting and have a bit of crack and do something that's healthy as well. So the benefits are quite immediate, but they're also deeper in terms of how they benefit a community.
And I know, as we mentioned, you're already in Tralee, Killarney and Kenmare, and I suppose, you know, looking at both international protection, migrants, asylum seekers and people coming from Ukraine, they're living in many different parts of Kerry, you know, not just the bigger towns where there are maybe other things to keep them occupied. So something like this, you know, it can be set up, in the smallest of villages.
It can. I mean, if you look at somewhere like South Kerry, for example, Carrick Green, Port Magee and so on, there's been a lot of population change there because of the war in Ukraine in recent times. And so undoubtedly, you could pick a place that served a few villages or communities, undoubtedly. I think that the key here is that it's about seeing people as people and not necessarily as refugees or asylum seekers or refugees or citizens or residents, but you're seeing the person as the person. And I think the more initiatives that can help build those bridges, the better. But you're right. You know, if I look at towns across Kerry, I suppose, you know, at the moment we wouldn't have any groups in, let's say, Listowel or Dingle or Killorglin or Carstavine, Castle Island, Rathmore, Ballybunion, places like that. And the reason being, there weren't direct provision centres there, I suppose, in the past. But now as we have this new programme to kind of broaden out, we'd love to see groups starting in those areas, Mary, and we'd do everything we could to support it.
And how do they work, or does it vary from town to town?
Well, there's some constants, I suppose, in the sense that we provide you the running tops and we provide you with maybe a blueprint of the best way to go about it. But undoubtedly, every community and town will have its different quirks and have times of the week that suit them better to come together to run or jog or walk. Some towns might focus more on running, others it might be more about walking and socialising. And whatever it is, we'll make it fit. You know, we'll help the groups. I suppose the common theme is that they're all together in this one kind of national organisation, and that when you see the blue tops, you know exactly what that group is about. The common themes that would run through every group, Mary, would be, you know, solidarity, friendship and respect. And that's kind of our calling card, I suppose. But in terms of each individual group, yeah, I mean, you might have some groups where you're very good, strong runners, and they might want to really run, and you might have other groups where, you know, we have older people who would walk with us in some parts of the country, and that's fine too.
And are there any age limits? I mean, do you have to be over 18, or can children take part as well?
Well, normally up to now, we kind of focus on adults, because I always thought, my God, if you were living in direct provision, for example, you might be minding the kids 24/7, forgetting that break. I always thought was an important thing for a mom in particular. But the reality of the situation, we'll say, with Ukrainian people is that the majority, as you know, would be women and children. So for this particular program, there's no age limit. Once mom or dad or mom and dad are there with the children, then it's fine.
And in terms then of actually setting up groups, then does a committee need to be formed in each local area that wants to start a Sanctuary Runners group?
It's just a small core group of people that you'd ask for originally, you know, because there would be, I suppose, different tasks that people in the local area would have to, you know, do, as with any club. And you don't want too much burden falling on too few shoulders, you know. So we try to get a little core group starting off, and at least then you know, okay, it's sustainable and we can build on that, and it's not all down to one or two people. And so once we have that, we can take the next steps in helping establish a group there, Mary.
And you also help people, say, whether it's you know, Ukrainian refugees or asylum seekers who may not have the means to get maybe running or walking equipment, you know, whether it's trainers or some gear. You ask people if they can donate, you know, secondhand but good quality stuff.
Yes, this is the thing about runners. I mean, like, as in people who run, sometimes they'll buy a pair of runners, running shoes, and they won't quite be right, and they'll sit at the bottom of a wardrobe going nowhere, when they could be perfect for somebody else, you know, that, you know, barely worn, really good quality. And so when we do put calls out to local communities, you know, it's amazing the good quality stuff you get back, which otherwise would probably end up in the bin. So you know, if people do need that extra gear and stuff, we can definitely source that as well, and help local groups to source it for people in their area if they need it too. Because for a lot of people, you know, who'd end up coming from Ukraine or, you know, coming seeking international protection, they won't have, you know, the kind of running shoes probably that they would they would need. They'd have one pair of shoes probably, and that's it. But you know, undoubtedly, you'd need something better, I suppose, if you're going to do a little bit of running or walking or jogging more regularly.
Absolutely. And the whole Sanctuary Runner initiative that was celebrated by the UN earlier this year. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was a bit crazy the way things happened. The Irish mission at the United Nations were always interested in the work we were doing because it's a very different approach to take. So we focus doing things with people, not for people. You know, we talk about it being about solidarity rather than charity. And the reason for that is that we think that, you know, it's very important that people like you and I guess, Mary, and Irish people have a way in which they can, if they want, get involved in initiatives like this. That was kind of a novel approach, and they asked me to come over and speak to a group of about, I think there was delegates there from 50 different countries, including ambassadors and so on, and to kind of present the logic and the model to them so that they could perhaps look at adopting it or something similar in their own country. And they asked after that presentation, which went really well and it was excellent, they asked if we'd contribute to a special report from the Secretary General of the United Nations to the General Assembly. So it was quite mad. You had this little idea that grew on the streets of Waterford, and then it travelled to the UN, and then from the UN it travelled out to so many countries that are looking at adopting our model now or speaking to us about creating the Sanctuary Runners in their own countries.
That's amazing, really, isn't it? Did you think it's gone that far?
Well, it gives you some hope, doesn't it, that somebody with an idea can actually affect change, you know, outside of their own country. And I'm really proud that you have the Kerry link, and I'm really proud that you have the Irish link. And I think this is something, especially when you see what was, you know, has been happening across the Irish Sea this week, and the rhetoric coming out of the Home Secretary there and so on. I think, you know, it's so important that we as a country, no matter the challenges that are faced by, you know, we'll say the war in Ukraine or whatever, that we never lose our sense of decency and respect and care for others who are in a situation that, you know, God forbid, we were in the past during the famine, we could be in the future, who knows what the world holds. It's so important that we as Irish people, I think, maintain our sense of decency and help others.
Absolutely. And just on, I suppose, the running model of Sanctuary Runners, you don't look for members to fundraise, you look for sponsorship, you know, for the organisation.
Yeah, I mean, we've always done this. So, like, if somebody joins us, they get one of our blue running tops, and there's no costs or anything like that. We keep it very kind of informal, almost. And we never ask anybody to fundraise. And what we would do is, we would seek sponsorship maybe from, you know, the likes of, like this week, for example, we would have got funding from some philanthropic trusts and things like that. So we wouldn't be going out asking the public to fundraise for us or anything. It's just a cleaner model like that, I think, and it works well for us. But if somebody was doing a run, for example, there was we have had people in Kerry actually, if they were doing a run, they might say, I'd like to fundraise for the Sanctuary Runners whilst doing this run, you know, the way people do. And that's fine if they want to do that. But we'll never be out on the streets with buckets or anything like that. That's just not our model.
Mm-hmm. And for people listening now who might be interested in getting involved or maybe setting up a group in their town and village in Kerry, what do they need to do?
Well, the easiest thing probably to do is just drop us an email. You can email our main email address, which is info@sanctuaryrunners.ie. And my colleague Anne-Marie, who's the community development lead with us, will get back to them and start chatting to them about what they need to do, I guess, and just scope it out a bit. And it's really not complicated, and it's amazingly straightforward. And that's a very purposeful way we've kind of established it. And we have a toolkit we can provide to the groups as well. And I think the thing is, you know, once you bring people together, no matter what it is, it could be tiddlywinks. In this case, it's running or swimming or walking. But once you bring people together, amazing things happen. And amazing things, much beyond, you know, the running happen. And there's nothing like that. And that's what I suppose our world needs. It needs more people coming together, respecting each other and so on. And we'll help anybody that contacts us to do that in their local area.
Fantastic. Well, Graeme, it's certainly a lovely initiative and amazing to see doing so well and travelling around the world. Look, thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
And I'm looking forward, Mary, to seeing the Ballyduff Sanctuary Runners very soon.
Okay. Graeme, look, thanks so much for joining us on the programme and the best of luck. Take care. Graeme Clifford there, CEO of the Sanctuary Runners from Glenbey, of course, originally. And fantastic to see that initiative doing so well. I know we have spoken about it on Radio Kerry before, but it's now operating in 30 locations across Ireland. There's three in the UK, plans to expand into Germany and Belgium. And they are looking to open up or start new groups in towns right across the country, towns and villages, but especially focusing on areas where there have been a lot of Ukrainian refugees have moved into. And I suppose, you know, as Graeme said there, it's not just, you know, about people who have sought refuge here in Ireland, but it could be someone who has moved to a new area and just would like to make friends with people. You don't have to be a runner, as you heard him say there. It can, you can walk, you can jog, you can be of any ability at all. But if you are interested in setting up a Sanctuary Runners group in your area, the email address is info@sanctuaryrunners.ie. Info@sanctuaryrunners.ie.